This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. The famous mathematician G.H. Hardy wrote a memoir called A Mathematician's Apology. In it, he tells a story about a visit he made to Srinivasa Ramanujan, another brilliant mathematician with whom he collaborated. Ramanujan was in the hospital, dying, and Hardy went to see him. He recalls, "I remember once going to see him when he was lying ill at Putney. I had ridden in taxicab number 1729 and remarked that the number seemed to me rather a dull one and that I hoped it was not an unfavorable omen. 'Oh, no,' he replied, 'it is a very interesting number. It is the smallest number expressible as the sum of two cubes in two different ways.' Ramanujan was correct. 1729 is a number that can be written as 1 cubed plus 12 cubed and 9 cubed plus 10 cubed. There's no smaller integer that can be written as the sum of two cubes. To this day, this kind of number is called a Hardy-Ramanujan number or a taxicab number. Only six other taxicab numbers have been found." I love this story, partly because it's such an odd conversation to have, the kind of small talk that only two mathematicians would find themselves having. And partly because it shows that a curious, engaged mind, prepared with knowledge, can look out at the world and find fascination in situations that to others seem quite dull. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.